Hope everyone's doing well. Looking forward to sharing some meaningful ideas together over the course of the 9 days to help us get a better sense and appreciation for what these days are supposed to be, how we can connect to these days, as challenging as they are. And I wanted to share with you today a beautiful idea from the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim notes on last week's Parsha, Parshas Matos, that when the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, who had wanted to stand the other side of the Jordan River and let their brothers and sisters go into Eretz Yisrael themselves, and Moshe tells them, absolutely not, you have to stay, you have to go fight with Klal Yisrael, you have to go fight with the rest of the nation, and then you can go back to the other side. When they agree with an interesting phrase. The pasuk says, Nachnu na'avor. Right, we will go over, we'll cross, and we will go ahead, and we will help our brothers and sisters to fight. Right, they say, Nachnu na'avor chalutzim lifnei Hashem, Eretz Kanan, v'itanu achuzas nachlaseinu me'eir le'yarden. We're going to go ahead, we'll inherit the land together with the rest of the Jewish people. And the Baal HaTurim notes that the word Nachnu is strange. Nachnu means we will, or we. The right word for we in Hebrew is not Nachnu, but Anachnu. And he notes that there are only two other places in all of Tanakh where the word Anachnu is replaced with the word Nachnu. What are those two places? One is when the brothers come in front of Yosef. They don't realize that he's Yosef, and Yosef accuses them of being spies. And what do they say? They say, no, B'nei Ish Achad Nachnu. Right, we're not spies, we're brothers. Right? We're all the sons of the same father. And there's one other place as well, and that's Megillas Eicha. In Megillas Eicha, the Navi writes, Nachnu Pashanu Marinu. We have sinned, and we've done terrible things, and we've made terrible mistakes. And the Baal HaTurim notes that these three examples, the only three, where the word Nachnu appears instead of the word Anachnu, are really connected. How is that? So he explains. He says you have to read the psukim sort of together. Nachnu Navor. He says, we'll be able to go across and inherit Eretz Yisrael and get the land of Israel back the way it's supposed to be. How? Lama? Ki kulanu b'nei ish achad nachnu. When we recognize and appreciate that we're all brothers and sisters, that we're all one family. When we're able to do that, when we have that sense, that appreciation, b'nei ish achad nachnu, so then nachnu navor. However, he writes, v'im lav. But if we don't have that perspective, then nachnu marinu, pashanu marinu. Then, unfortunately, we find ourselves back at Eicha each and every year. An amazing, amazing insight that the Torah uses this language of nachnu, a recognition, the appreciation, the need to see ourselves as b'nei ishecha nachnu. If we have a recognition, appreciation that even with those with whom we have sincere and real disagreements, but that we recognize that nevertheless, they're our brothers and sisters, they're those we have to take care of and care for and appreciate, even with the disagreements that we have. So then, nachnu na'avor, we'll have the opportunity, b'ez Hashem, not to spend this year's Tisha B'Av on the ground, but instead to spend it as a day of Simcha.